Everything Country, 94.7 KTTS. All right, a lot of people have been there. You're out on that first date and you go, I'm just not that into you. I have got to get out of here.
This ain't going to work out.
What do I do? Well, this lady, and she lives in London, but her story's gone viral. And I can see this being repeated over and over again. She said it was probably the worst date I've ever been on in my life. And to get out of it, because I was feeling I need to leave, and I cannot spend any more time here. She said she went to the bathroom and got a friend to send her a fake COVID positive test result. She said, I changed my friend's name to NHS, which is a health service.
Oh, so her friend had COVID, had a positive test, sent it to her, and then she changed the information.
I'm not sure how they did it or if they just made up a fake one somehow, but that'd be the best way.
That'd be the best way.
And she said then she came out of the bathroom. She went back and was like, oh, look, you're not going to believe it. My test is positive. And he was like, what are you going to do? She said, well, I have to go home. I mean, if you're the guy, wouldn't you just like immediately be backpedaling away from her?
Yeah. And thinking, what are you doing out if you're waiting for your test result?
Well, I don't think she cared. Maybe not, I guess. But I thought, you know,
he's the one who's thinking I dodged the bullet.
Yeah.
You're a bad person.
It's just like, your true self comes out on the first date.
He's like, but you're having a bad time.
It's not like he's going, well, listen, you know, I could go home and bring you some chicken soup, something like that. He's like, get away from me.
You're done.
So is this cool or is this just horrible?
It's all bad.
Nancy and Rick, and oh my God, this date is a nightmare. I've got to get out of this. So this lady, she's from London, but she's gone viral because she had a horrible first date. She had to get out of it, and she got her friend to send her a fake positive COVID test in a text. She's like, oh, look. My test is positive. And he's like, well, I've got to go home. Well, it's not like he's going to follow you home. And let me go home with you.
And here's what I think. I think he's the one sitting there going, I dodged the bullet. What is she doing out if she's thinking that she has COVID? What a terrible person.
Yeah, but then you'd also be thinking, wait a minute, did I eat one of her fries?
Wait, did we shake hands?
Oh,
wait.
Man, did she? Did I take? Did we share a drink?
I let her taste my drink.
Yeah, you'd be freaking out. Did I shake hands with her?
Nice to meet you.
Oh, man. So you got out of the date. What was your excuse?
My cat was pregnant, and I said she was going into labor.
She was actually pregnant.
She was not going into labor. She went to labor like 3 days after. But yeah, I was like, I think my cat's going into labor. Sorry, I'm going to stay home, make sure her labor goes all smooth. You know, she's my cat. She's my emotional support animal.
And now I have 8 kitties. Yay!
No, she has 18 kitties. She already had 10. Oh, yeah. It's like, and he's going, I'm glad I got out.
I dodged a bullet. Look at that. How that works out.
Oh, yeah. Everything Country 94.7. This lady, she went viral. She's in London and she goes out on this first date and it's horrible. So she's, how do I get out of this? Well, she excuses herself, goes to the bathroom, and then she has a friend send her a text with a fake positive COVID test, which, how do you argue that? She goes back to the table. Oh, no, you're not going to believe this. Look, my test is positive. I've got to leave.
And he's the bad person. He's thinking, I dodged a bullet. What are you doing out?
Did I touch anything she touched?
You can't be out in public.
Oh, my
you
God.
Think you have COVID?
Did we hug? Did we shake hands? Oh my gosh.
Totally shook hands.
It's not one of those excuses where he's like, well, you know, I can come and help you.
No.
It's not like, oh, my dog got out or something.
We're done.
I'll come and help you find him. No, it's get away from me.
Sounds like they deserve each other, though. In some weird way. If he was bad and then she did that.
Well, the sad thing is they'll never get back together. That's the sad part. So, okay, what was the cancellation? What got you out of that?
I had a phone call from the guy I was supposed to go on a date with, and, like, he says, I'm sorry I can't make it. I was like, oh, wait, why? Like, you know, is everything okay? He's like, yeah, I just don't have no clean underwear.
No way.
Please.
What'd you do?
I was like, oh, okay. Oh. And he's like, maybe we could go out again another time. Oh. So he got a hold of me, and I never answered his phone call.
No, no. I'll tell you. And any guy out there that just heard your phone knows that's a big fat lie. No way.
I don't have any clean underwear.
Come on, man.